T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
Right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Wednesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts. 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here at 1 o'clock. CMB will come your way. Of course, we're live and in living color from the Mike Francesa studios here, high above Hudson Street on the 10th floor in lower Manhattan. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. The disgust, bro, is off the charts right now with the Mets. And it's just unbelievable. I mean, you last night's New York baseball, the tale of two teams. And I asked myself over and over and over again, where did I go wrong? What made me in 1962, as, you know, a 9-year-old kid who did not know anything about anything and anything, okay? What made me, after watching the 1961 Yankees, you know, with Mantle and Maris, 61 homers, 54 home runs, all of that, world champion, beat up the Reds in the World Series. You know, what made me at that point, okay, say, okay, here comes this team. There's going to be a new team now in New York. New team, okay? 1962, I'm 9. New team. I'm going to root for this team. I'm going to root for this. You know what? I'm so smart as a 9-year-old. My head is so far up my rear end as a 9-year-old kid. I'm going to root for this team. What made me make that decision? Tell me what did. Because I sit here and I look back now on all the, how many years is it now, Jer? I mean, Jer, I'm calling you Jer. Yeah, how many years is it? I'm lost today. How many years is it? 54?
About that,
56?
Yeah.
56.
Since they became a team? 56
yeah, 56 years.
Yeah, 62.
Okay. 56 years. What was I thinking about? And I'm watching this game last night.
I'd say drugs, but you were too young.
Well, you know what? I'm watching this game last night. First of all, I couldn't believe when I heard about Syndergaard. I mean, that's already I'm set off. Now they got a 3-0 lead, whatever, 4-0 lead. Adrian Gonzalez hits a home run. I'm like, oh, okay, you know, Mats is pitching good. So this is true. So I go to the bathroom between innings, right? I come back, and I pop it on as a commercial. I'm like, wait a minute. How's it? They can't be out of the inning already. I'm saying to myself, boy, what do you have, a 3-pitch inning, Mets? Great. Oh, that's good. If that happened, I'm all pumped up, right?
Right.
Come back. Game back. And I see, what's his name? Seawald is on him. Seawald? I'm like, oh, come on. No, this can't be possible. And then I hear the injury now to Mets with his finger. Bro, are you serious?
You know, as bad as yesterday was,
no,
before
it was bad,
they blew the game, Noah Syndergaard, DL, Steven Matz leaves. There was still this glimmer of hope.
Glimmer.
That up 4-0, this bullpen can somehow find a way
glimmer
to get 18 outs. And remember this, the Met offense started tacking on runs.
No, of course.
So
I understand.
It's 6-2 in the seventh, and
right
now you're 9 outs away
and
from
Jerry Blevins actually got out of an inning without giving up a run.
Stunning.
How
first time forever.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why did he not bring Gazelman into this game?
Why did he dry hump him all night, you mean?
I mean,
because he kept warming up.
Well, why do we need to see Ron? I mean, seriously? You really got Mickey. By the way, let me say this to Mickey Callaway. I said this to Fizdale. I'm going to say it to Mickey Callaway, too. I hope you didn't buy. I hope. You know? Mickey, who's going to fix all the problems. Mickey and Dave Island, they're going to fix all the problems the Mets have. All of them. Even the new trainer. He's going to fix everything. The Mets are going to be healthy. No D. Yeah. Hello. I hope he didn't buy. because he ain't going to be around too long either. But anyway, yeah, I'm sorry, bro. Go.
Well, I don't know why I didn't go to Gazelman, because Mickey Callaway BS'd us all about his idea of a closer. Mm-hmm. Last night, Robert Gazelman was his quote-unquote closer, so God forbid he use him until there's an actual save situation.
I mean,
it's the only thing
really?
I can think of. Because in a tie game, after the Mets blow it in the ninth inning, they blew it. They had 2-1 and nobody out. They blew
well,
it. With 2, 3, and 4
but
coming
But they left
up.
A lot of guys. If you really go back even earlier in the game, they could have scored more runs
sure,
than they did.
Absolutely, and they needed every ounce of it.
Yeah, they need about 30 every game.
But he goes to Gerson Batista. So Robert Gazelman threw a complete game in the bullpen, but we never saw him pitch.
My God.
But you know what? More than even Callaway, more than that, the team just stinks.
They stink.
They're just not
they're
good.
Terrible.
They're not a good baseball team.
They're terrible.
And yesterday, when you need to get 18 outs from the likes of Paul Sewald and Jerry Blevins and Jacob Rehm and Gerson Batista, yeah, of course they had no chance. But what they did, and they've done this all season long, and maybe they'll even do it over the next few days, they tease you. They give you a little tease,
yeah,
right?
Well, we started out with an 11-1 tease.
Right. That's the whole
right
season,
off the bat.
Joe, the whole season's been a tease. Because even last night, as bad as things were with Syndergaard out, with Mats out, they're up 6-2.
I know.
They should win the damn game.
Bro, it's unbelievable.
They're up by 3 in the eighth. And then, after they blow it, they still, Rehm manages to get out of the inning without giving up the lead, which is stunning enough. And then they put the first two guys on in the ninth inning with their best hitter up. It is Drubal Cabrera.
Yeah.
And they don't score.
Yeah. It's hard to kill him. But
I'm not killing him.
I mean, he's bad. He had a great year. But you're right. No, I understand. Look, it should never come to that. You got a 6-2 lead. Win the game. Win the game.
Can I bitch about something else, too?
Please do.
All right. I get you got to double switch sometimes. I totally understand it. But what I'm always against is when you double switch out with a 3, 4, or 5 hitter. Because now you're affecting the middle of your order. So, when the brilliant Mickey Callaway went to Jacob Rehm, he double switches Jose Bautista out of this game, who, by the way, is actually competent.
No, I agree.
But more so than even taking Bautista out of the game, which is bad enough, you now put a gaping hole in the 3 spot in your lineup. So Cabrera followed by pinch hitter, take your pick, and then Conforto. That's not good.
No.
So
In
the ninth inning, after Cabrera strikes out, and you're right, I can't kill him. He didn't come through. It happens. He
hit
2 home runs.
Right. I mean, come on.
Now you're forced to use Luis Guillerme in a big spot, who hits that little tapper to second base. So I hate double switching in the middle of the order like that.
Yeah.
Because
you weaken
the heart of your order.
And it always comes back to bite you. Right? I mean, we saw this for years with Bobby V. We'd do it with Piazza all the time. And it would always come back to bite the Mets all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say anymore. I mean, this road trip has ripped my heart out as a Met fan as I watch them blow lead after lead after lead. As I watch these guys one after another, Syndergaard. Well, first of all, we saw Flores go down. Forget Ramos. Flores goes down. Now Syndergaard goes down. Now Mats goes down. Cespedes is already down. God knows we ever see him play again. Todd Frazier, I mean, Mr. Gamer, where is he? I mean is he ever going to play again? I mean, I can't take it anymore.
We'll play a little trivia game.
Go ahead,
how many guys do you think the Mets currently have on the DL? And it doesn't include Steven Matz. So we're not even including Matz yet. How many guys do you think the Mets have on the DL?
Well, let's see. We know we got Cespedes. We know we got Swarzak. We know we got Frazier. We know we got Syndergaard. We know we got Flores. We know we got Ramos. I'm up to 6. Let's see. Who else?
Well, you're missing.
Who am I missing? I got to be missing somebody.
I'm going to give you the number.
All right, because I got 6. I don't count David Wright or any of that.
Well, he is on the DL.
Right, but you can't count him.
Guys on the DL.
Is that what it is?
And that does include David Wright, and it does include TJ Rivera, who, by the way, they could use. They could use the guy.
Bro.
They have 11 guys on the DL.
They could use Geraldo Rivera.
He'd be better than Jose Reyes at this point.
I mean, come on.
He actually would hit better than Jose Reyes.
Are you kidding me?
But they're not bad because of their injuries, but the injuries are just adding to the insult of what has been not only a terrible season, but a tease of a season.
Oh,
because at some point, and maybe it's going to happen this weekend, probably against the Cubs, starting with Julio Teheran versus Jason Vargas. Talk about a mismatch.
Oh, my God.
It's going to happen
eventually.
Can you
get a bet on that in Vegas? I think you got worse odds for that than you do the Cavs beating the Warriors.
Right. But eventually, we're all just going to be put out of our misery.
Yeah, because it's happening quickly too.
You'd have to think, because right now there's still a 500 team for now. They're still within striking distance for now.
Oh, yeah.
But you have to think we are maybe a days away from it just ending.
Here's going to happen tonight.
Go ahead.
Okay. You even said this. They'll score like a bunch of runs against Durant tonight and blow the game.
Yeah.
And then when they come home, they're not going to hit because they never hit at Citi Field. They'll come home against the Cubs and score like four runs in four games. You watch. That's what's going to happen. I don't care. I don't care who's back from the DL. They never hit at home. They've been scoring enough runs on in road trip. And we're just watching the bullpen blow game after game after game. I mean, that's what it's been.
And that's what makes it worse, because when you look at this trip, which we both thought was going to be a disaster, and it has been a disaster.
Not in the way we thought, but it's been a disaster.
No, because they could have won almost any one of these games.
We had that call to say 5-3. Well, easily they could have won five games on his trip.
Sure.
Well, easily.
Absolutely. And that's what has made this such a frustrating exercise if you're a Met fan.
What a disgrace.
And I'm watching the Yankees last night. And I'm watching their bullpen.
Talk about a tale of two different worlds.
They couldn't be in any different of a stratosphere.
And here's what kills you about the Yankees last night. The Yankees play as bad a game. They make five errors.
Right.
CC's bad again. You know, his second, you know, pretty bad outing for him. He makes a big error in the game.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
They're down two runs in the ninth inning. No problem.
No biggie.
Brett Gardner. Two-run home run.
Brett Gardner's the hottest guy now.
Of course. And, of course, you know, the king of New York, the future, you know, the next, you know, they're already building the monument for the guy. Gleyber Torres gets the game-winning hit.
You know.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
But here's the small thing the Yankees did last night, and it made me think as I'm watching it. Jonathan Holder would be the Mets' best reliever. Because Jonathan Holder, who's like the fifth or sixth guy in the Yankee bullpen, came in after CeCe struggled, and he locked down the sixth, and he locked down the seventh, and he kept it right there. And he allowed the Yankees the ability to come back, tie the game, and eventually win it.
I understand.
But Jonathan Holder would be the Mets' best reliever.
Bro.
By far.
We're going to have John Franco on later. He'd be the best Mets' best reliever
right now. He would be.
Was he 50-something years old, Franco? He's got to be. You know, he'd be the best. Better than anybody they got. It is brutal. And why in the world? And I understand they got nobody. Obviously, they got nobody to pitch.
They have nobody to pitch.
Why do I have to see Jason Vargas?
Because they have literally.
Jason Vargas on short rest.
They have nobody to pitch.
Jason Vargas.
You sound like a dying squirrel.
I am.
That's
what I am. I'm like a dying squirrel. I'm dying. telling you right now.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to correct myself.
In my next life, if there is a next life in this crazy, who knows? Because nobody's come back to tell us what really happened. So who knows? I don't know.
And if they did, we wouldn't believe them.
Probably. Well, it depends. But anyway, if they say it's really bad, I'd probably believe it.
Right.
If they say, oh, it's great, you know, it's like, you know, it's Nirvana, then I wouldn't believe it. But seriously, in my next life, if I come back at all, but there's like a next life, right? I don't want to know anything about sports. I don't want to know nothing. I don't want to know a thing. I don't want to know what a baseball is. I don't want to know what a football is. I don't want to know what a hockey puck is, a basketball. I don't want to know. Maybe a golf ball. Maybe that. That's the only sport I want to know about. I don't want to know about anything else. I am so disgusted, you know? Last night, before the game. So Ira calls, right? You know what Ira calls me about?
To tell you how good Sam Darnold was.
No, nothing to do. Not even about that.
Wow.
Calls to tell me, did you realize that back in 1965, Joe Namath wasn't the number one pick in the AFL draft? And I'm like, is this really why he's calling me? Seriously. Anyway. Okay.
Right.
Okay, really. But seriously, this is true. And then he goes on, oh, you know, I don't know how you watch the Mets. And I'm like, Ira, what's the difference between the Mets and the Jets? Is there a difference? Am I missing something here?
Yeah, the Mets won more recently.
What are the Jets, this great franchise? You know, what are the Patriots?
The Mets, and this feels like an eternity ago, the Mets were in the World Series 3 years ago.
Right. When's the last time the Jets played in the championship game? The big championship
the,
game.
Right.
That's only 50 years ago. Only 50. I mean, it's a joke.
It's a sad state of affairs when you ask a question, and it's a valid question. It's a question a lot of Met fans are asking tonight. How the hell is Jason Vargas making this start?
Oh, my God. Does he get through the second inning tonight?
Probably not.
How many runs does he give up? What's the over-under on runs he gives up in the first inning? 2.5?
2.5, 6.5 total. But here's the problem. When you look at the Mets' 40-man roster, here are their other options. Chris Flexen.
Oh.
You saw him the other day.
Oh, my God.
They have a kid in Binghamton. His name is Marcus Molina. Young guy. Decent prospect. You know what his ERA is?
42.
5.5.
Close.
At double A.
He fit right in.
But that's the point. The point is, right now, and this is a testament to how awful of a job Sandy has done, the Met options are non-existent. They don't have
Couldn't
any.
Can we see Lugo tonight?
Well, I think they want to give him an extra day because he pitched two innings the other day.
And here's the other thing that bothers me, too. And I read this today. He's going to pitch tomorrow against the Cubs, right?
Right.
I'm telling you, guaranteed, they will not score any runs against the Cubs this weekend. I just know it. 65-pitch limit. Why?
Well, because he hasn't been stressed
so
out.
So we can't wait to get more bullpen guys in a game in the fifth inning?
But, Joe, the next two nights.
I mean, really?
The next two nights are going to basically be bullpen days. They're not getting anything out of Jason Vargas tonight. Getting anything out of Seth Lugo tomorrow.
They're done, bro. They're done.
Well, of course they are.
They're going to probably lose at least three to the Cubs. They'll lose tonight. Lose at least three to the Cubs. Maybe DeGrom might score a couple runs for him. He might win a game. Maybe. Then they play the crummy Orioles, all right? They'll find a way to hit, and the Mets won't. And then the Yankees? Oh,
yeah, but you see, you're looking at this too positively, and I'll tell you why. Yeah,
positively?
I'm going to tell you why.
No, Dove, I'm looking at it positively, Dove.
Yeah.
Ernie, do you hear that? Positive.
You want to know why?
Tell me why.
Because when the Mets win a game, or they win two games, morons like us get sucked
in. That's the good word. Moron.
We get sucked in.
No, I'm a moron.
Now, let me ask you this. Let's say the Mets shockingly win tonight. They score a bunch of runs against Julio Teherán.
Right. Okay.
And then they split against the Cubs. You're going to sit here like I am on Monday.
Michael Corleone, they pulled me back in.
Well, you know what? They got a shot. They're surviving these days. And then when they get swept by the Orioles of two games, it's going to feel worse. That's the problem with this season. The Mets are sucking the fans in into thinking they're decent when they're not.
I want to know. Here's the next thing I want to know. How long is Syndergaard and Matt's going to be out? Now, they're saying Syndergaard, it's not a big deal. Gary Cohen last night, it's not a big deal. No, it's not a big deal. Not a big deal. You know, if he could pitch now, if it was a big game, you know.
What's that?
Every game's a big game right now because the season's on the brink. Seriously, to me, every game right now is a big game for this franchise because this freaking season is on the blink right now, on the brink. It is.
I will make this prediction on those two guys. Noah will start before Steven Matz.
Yeah. I would agree with
that. Based on track record.
Steven Matz.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe this guy. He's pitching. All of a sudden, he finds it. We should have known. We should have known that this was coming. All of a sudden, he finds it. And then, of course, in Matz-like fashion, he's hurt. He's hard.
And in Mets-like fashion, they blow it.
And did he do it getting that double?
Yeah. That's how
his finger
that's how
was
DeGrom
in the wrong place on the bat. What? What do you mean? What do you mean his finger was in the wrong place? Come on. I you know what? I just it's just.
You excited to talk about the Yankees coming up? Gleyber Torres makes two errors, but no big deal. Gets the game-winning hit in the bottom of the
10th. What does it matter? They can play as bad as possible, and they're still going to win.
Against the Astros.
Against the world champions. Exactly.
That is incredible. They commit five errors in this game. They play just a terrible baseball game.
God.
And they come back and beat the world champions.
What a disgrace.
On a night in which they played awful baseball.
No, look.
We'll get to them coming up.
Again, let's go back to 1961 into 62. What was that 8-9-year-old idiot, okay, clown, what would the hell was I thinking? Tell me right now. What made me say, I like the – I'm going to root for this team. What? Where was I coming from? What was wrong with me? What was wrong? And then – I was 9 years old, so maybe you could defend it that I'm a 9-year old kid. You know, what the hell do you know? But then at 12 years old, I became a Jet fan. What was the excuse then? I mean, that's even dumber than being a Met fan. Oh, my God.
Made some bad life choices,
Joe.
Oh,
my God.
I have an excuse. I was forced.
I'm telling you, the next life, I don't want to know. I don't want to know anything about sports. Nothing. Golf. That's it. Only golf. That's it, Dove. Golf. Nothing else.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.